This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. That's newcaliforniastate.com. And ncs51.com. Got some things going on there. Okay, so we just absolutely have more information than possibly can be consumed in 3 hours of programming here on Agenda 21 Radio, but we will get through it. We absolutely will, because it's essential information for you. That's right. If you want to stay ahead of the curve, you listen to Agenda 21 Radio and also the Red State Talk Radio, Red State Talk Radio. Okay, so we've got, like I said, just more information than we want to consume, right? It's all about the coronavirus. It's all about church services. Let's say this church, you have a church service and they have 180 people and one person comes up the very next day after the church service as being positive for coronavirus. Shocking, shocking. That means that everybody else is a potential victim, so break out the tracers. Let's just track everybody down like the dogs that they are. How dare these dogs go to church, right? These filthy religious dogs going to church. We'll bring in the jackbooted thugs and we'll do tracking and tracing. We'll track you down like the dogs that you are. Yeah, that's sort of the mentality out here in California. I know everybody wants to get back to work, right? And we're doing all this open up California business and open up this state, open up that state, open up everything. And, of course, the bluest of states naturally are holding out for more money because they're so desperately broke, especially California, Illinois, and New York, that they're doing all that they can to continue to orchestrate the chaos and the panic, right? Fear-mongering gets you everything in this world now, doesn't it? lies and disdain for, well, the truth seems to be running rampant with this whole coronavirus business. It's one of the greatest, it is, in fact, we are living through the greatest of all political hoaxes ever perpetrated on humanity right now. And look what it's doing to our great country. And we're either going to take it back by going back to work and doing the things we need to do in defiance of any of these so-called, quote, orders, which are not laws. Orders, not laws, by dictatorial governors and, of course, their henchmen. Their henchmen, using the health authorities, so-called health authorities, to issue orders. Orders on you. You will do, yavu? That sort of thing. Very Nazi-esque. You know, we talked about this over the last several days, starting with last week, actually. It's just like Nazi Germany. This is how they did it. This is exactly how they did it. And, you know, everybody sat back and just took it. Didn't they? They just took it. Oh. And, you know, it is surprising to me that in this day and age that we can see this very thing playing out. But, you see, we don't recognize it. We don't recognize this march towards totalitarianism, day by day incrementalism, the cracking down. They'll take something away from you and think, great, we can relax, we can go ahead and do about a normal. Then they come in with more harsher edicts, right? And everybody's supposed to jump. That's why everybody's starting to wear their face masks again. Shocking. Anyway, we have a lot of really good things happening, though. On top of that, more people are starting to awaken to the fact that they need to get out and protest. Now, one thing that I think is fine, it's funny, again, here we go with the California Republican Party out here in California. We're going to have all these freedom rallies. And make sure you bring all of your flags. Make sure you bring all your bunting. Bring everything. But don't you dare bring a Donald Trump sign or poster or anything. Don't do that. No, we don't want to piss off people. We don't want to trigger people. No triggering for you, because they'll see Donald Trump signs. So out here in California, the California Republican Party has laid the law down. No Trump for you. No Trump at protest. Don't you dare break out a Trump sign. So all of these communities, you don't see any Trump signs out there. That's because the California Republican Party says, no Trump for us. We don't want to make angry anybody in California. We just want to have happy little rallies showing our true, true patriots, that we're patriots through and through. But we can't say anything about Donald Trump as our president, and we want him to be our president in the next 4 years. Oh, no, we can't do that. That's what they tell you. Show up at a protest about what's going on here by Jerry Brown, a dictator, true dictator. And we have a president in the office that's trying to take down the dictator and all dictators and fighting the good fight, yet we can't stand and fight with them. Are you kidding me? That's the California Republican Party. And, of course, it's all over the place. They're trying to bring this one through for all of your rallies. That's why the so-called left is participating in the freedom rallies. You bet. It's an anti-Trump rally. And that's exactly the way the California Republican Party thinks. They think of the California Republicans. They think of Donald Trump as, well, troglodytes, I guess. Yeah, morons and idiots. So they're cleansing all these freedom rallies of Donald Trump. Just making it about freedom. So you know what? Those of you that are having freedom rallies, bring your Trump stuff. Trigger everybody. And especially the California Republican Party. You really have to ask yourself, in the California Republican Party, who are these clods? Who are these people? And, you know, just think about this. Now, I just want to have a straight-up conversation. He is the president. Now, this is comparable to, let's say we're back in Obama era. And let's see if we can get why, even on the Democratic side, why the so-called Republicans would be upset or the conservatives would be upset. Because really the target of all this is conservatism in being anti-Trumpism. But if it was a when Obama was president, everybody's going to go out and have a freedom rally. Obama's president, and the Democrats show up and tell people, "Don't put out Obama signs. We don't want to be triggering the Republicans." Is there something wrong with that picture, guys? I mean, truly, is there something? I mean, for the Democrats, is there something wrong with the picture? I mean, truly, there is. Why would a party system be doing that? And what right do they have to tell you to do that? You're going to go out and protest. Listen, what right does any group or organization tell you how to tell you what to do when you go to a protest? If you want to dress up like the wackiest, craziest supporter of Obama, you have the right to do that. That's my point. Who are these people to tell you what to do and when to do it and how to do it? And you do it. I mean, the first thing when I talk to people and get their impression about this concept, they kind of throw their heads back, you know. You mean, wait a minute, I can't do something for Trump? Oh, wait a minute, I can't do something for Obama? It's going to offend someone? Look, at freedom of speech exists because of having the ability to offend. And we know that we will offend at times, and we should offend. That's part of having freedom of speech. We might not like what you say, but we should defend the right for you to say it. Well, in a dictatorship, that doesn't exist now, does it? We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
okay. You want to go to Oregon here, and of course they're talking about the coronavirus and what some of the drama that was happening yesterday. Kate Braun, otherwise a.k.a. known as Kate Brown. I call her Kate Braun because of her familial ties to somebody named Braun. Interesting little thing happened. Combatilis is a clinical trial show problem. That is it. Come on, get to the story here. I'm so, you know, I'm growing rather frustrated right now. about, you know, the way things are supposed to go, right? Anyway, it says, this came out yesterday. A judge in Oregon on Monday ruled that Governor Kate Braun's coronavirus restrictions were null and void. Listen to this. After the Democratic lawmaker failed to have her emergency orders approved by the state legislature in 28 days. Shocking. Shocking. So, and this is the way it's supposed to work, by the way. The judge is right. Absolutely. This is how it's supposed to work. And, of course, otherwise known as Gavin Newsom White. Gavin Newsom has done the same thing in California. He set out an edict, if you will, an emergency order on March 4th around then, and it expired on May 4th. And then he came out on the 7th with a health director's directive. Well, it's not a law, first of all. Okay, he didn't pass any laws to make sure that everything that's enforced right now is in force, right? He didn't pass that. No, he didn't pass any law. And, of course, the lesser of all standards has been met. It's not an epidemic in California. It's certainly not a pandemic. Good God. Anyway, so this is the Baker County Circuit Judge Matthew Shurtcliffe. That's his name. Shurtcliffe. I'm serious. S-H-I-R-T, Cliff. Shurtcliffe. Made the ruling Monday in a lawsuit brought by churches who said the social distancing directives were unconstitutional. The suit had also argued that emergency powers only last for a month, and after that, Brown would have needed legislative approval. So in the state, this is 60 days in California, 30 days in Oregon. The judge agreed. Okay, now this is what happened. Brown said she immediately would appeal the ruling to the state Supreme Court to try to keep the emergency orders in effect. Says this will ensure we can continue to safeguard the health of all Oregonians, including frontline healthcare workers, those living in nursing homes, working in agriculture and food processing plants, and Oregonians with underlying health conditions while the legal process moves forward, Braun said. Sorry. Ray Hack, the attorney who represented the plaintiffs, said in a phone interview Monday the rulings invalidates Brown's ban on churches gathering for worship, but also the entire stay-at-home order. Common sense intervened after the Sacramento-based Pacific Justice Institute filed the case, listen to this, earlier this month on behalf of Oregon businesses expanding the scope, he said. The stay-at-home order is no longer in effect. It is invalidated. If people want to get their hair cut, they can. They can leave their home for any reason, whether it's deemed essential in the eye or of the state or not. He added that the ruling was a vindication not just for the freedom of religion, but for all Oregonians' freedom. And they got some big-breasted girl up here. Says, praise God, I'm excited. That sounds so random, but it's true. It's, what is this? What is this? They've got this pic. I won't say I'm biting on this, but I'm going to bite on this. And I'm talking about this video they got here. What is this video about? Oh, they're playing a commercial. And he says, this is something. Shurtcliffe. This can't be part of this story. You know, they got a little video here going on, and it's supposed to be, I think, of a nightclub and pole dancing and all that sort of thing going on. Strip club. Oh, here we go. A strip club in Oregon has had to alter its business model due to the coronavirus pandemic, which has forced restaurants, which has forced restaurants, bars and venues to close their dining and showrooms. Okay, so it's a strip room. They're going to have a drive-through experience. The club opened up a drive-through experience. So that, pole dancing as you go to the window and pay for your burgers, I guess, right? Sean Bolden, owner of Lucky Devil Lounge in Portland. Come on. No, this is too good here. This is out of Oregon now. You call California weird. Come on, give me a break. Right? I mean, anyway, this company is, people drive up. They do stripping right in front of your car, and you pay them money. You don't no need to get out. They do pole dancing with, yes, they've got the masks on. Okay. Now, listen. This is no joke. I get one of my many people around the state of California. I get one of my many people who calls me from Kern County yesterday. Paul, you know what they just did? They opened it up. I said, well, what did they open up? Are you kidding me? Deja Vu Lounge. I said, what do you mean? In Bakersfield, California, the Deja Vu strip bar opened up. Oh, you know where they have pole dancing? It's right down the street from the Buck Owens Theater. It's pole dancing and lap dancing. That's okay. We have a lockdown of all churches. So we have pole dancing and lap dancing. We have liquor stores and marijuana dispensaries open. Yet churches can't open. And now we get this complaint, bogus, by the way. I don't believe for a second what's going on in Palermo, California, Butte County. Where they say, shocking, this church had 180 people show up and all of a sudden somebody shows up with COVID virus. And now it's a national story. It's a national story. Complete bogus story, by the way, in my opinion. We went out and paid a little visit the other night. Just checked it out. Don't believe a word of it. Another phony health scare being perpetrated. I mean, you got to hit the churches, right? But you don't have to hit the strip bars. Oh, no. Listen, I'm sure there's no fluids that are exchanged at strip bars. But here's the sad thing about this. See if I got the Oregonian here. We actually did research on this. And the Oregonian live said that last night in a late night appeal, they came out with this. So don't get your tushies all excited for this lap dance. Because guess what? Oregon Supreme Court puts hold on Baker County judge's ruling declaring governor's coronavirus orders null and void. In a late Monday ruling, the Oregon Supreme Court stepped in to put a hold on a dramatic decision by an Eastern Oregon judge that declared not only Kate Braun's restrictions on church gatherings null and void, but all her stay home save lives coronavirus emergency orders. So, the Supreme Court says Sieg Heil. The Sieg Heil Supreme Court presiding justice Thomas Ballmer. The three-paragraph ruling issued at 7:45 p.m. granted the state's emergency motion after reviewing briefs from both sides. He'll take it up on Friday. In the meantime, you just wash your little First Amendment right away, huh? We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, A21R.com, and of course, NewCaliforniaState.com. Oh boy. Let's see. Trump tells governors fed up. Governors, feds. Let me get this right. Trump tells governors feds will step in if government disagrees with states' restart plans. So, you know, we warned you people about this. This is a warning that we gave a month ago. Actually, it was the debate as to whether or not must have been a month, well over a month ago, because where does time go when you're having a good time, right? It must have been a month and a half ago when the whole situation came up about the was the International Economic Emergencies Act that the president, of course, has been operating under. The Emergency Powers Act is what it is. So this is what we're operating under. In fact, we read to you the resolution that we amended You know, New California is right in lockstep with what the president is doing, by the way, because, you know, we're trying to become a new state. Well, we are becoming a new state. It's actually happening right before your very eyes, right? So Trump tells governors, feds will step in if government disagrees with state restart plans. Now, Pritzker and Cuomo, Mr. Killer himself, Killer Cuomo. You know, talk about a mass murderer. Cuomo's it. You know, he rates right up there. I mean, talk about mean and evil. Cuomo is, you know, with him transferring so many patients that were COVID-19 positive into, you know, elder care facilities, when those facilities were COVID-free, but they brought in all the dead and dying from the COVID virus, elder patients, into those homes. And shockingly, everybody else got it. Like that, you know, what do you do in the old days when you're trying to, I mean, in the old days, in the medieval days, when you're trying to bring down a castle? This castle's under siege. What do you do? Well, you just take a trebuchet and you hurl across some dead animal that's got all kinds of diseases. And you start a disease inside the castle and kill everybody off. Success. Well, that's what he did here. He put together his trebuchet and started hurtling the sick and elderly with COVID into the rest homes in New York. And, of course, that's why all the big population of die-offs occurred. That's what kind of sick mentality this nipple rings himself. I envision that what he does is he hooks up his nipple rings every night before he goes to bed, and God knows where else he has a nipple ring, and he shocks himself. Shocking. I'm shocked to see nipple ringing going on here. So it has a little ring to it, doesn't it? Nipple ringing. So I'm done now bashing on him, but that's Pritzker and Newsom. And again, if he doesn't like the plan, there's going to be certain things that happen, boys. This is the story. It says President Trump told governors on a conference call Monday that he will step in if the federal government disagrees with states' reopening plans, as he largely expressed satisfaction with how the governors are moving to lift coronavirus restrictions in their individual states, according to a report. Trump, whose administration last month revealed guidelines for when states should begin lifting stay-at-home orders and other social distancing measures meant to slow the spread of the virus, has vocally pushed for the rapid reopening of the economy. The president said in an interview with Fox Business Maria Bartiromo last week that his critics want the economy to remain shuttered until the November election, calling Democrats reluctant to lift the coronavirus measures a, quote, political thing. The governors are making their decisions and want to make their decisions, and that's the way I want it to be. And we will step in if we see something going wrong or if we disagree, and some people say that's nice, and some people say I shouldn't be doing that, but we're going to do it if we see something wrong, Trump said. Trump said to the governors Monday, according to the audio of the call obtained by CBS. I haven't heard that audio. Trump continued, "If you have any problem, let me know, because it seems that the governors are largely happy, and I think I can say extraordinarily happy with respect to what we've done," meaning the federal government. Says the conference call was part of the weekly series of calls between the president and the governors, and in Monday's teleconference, First Lady Melania Trump joined to ask the governors to also focus on mental health and how we can partner with each of your states to support all Americans, especially children. The president has been at the center of controversy for weeks about how rapidly the U.S. economy should reopen in the face of the pandemic. In a March interview on a Fox News virtual town hall, Trump indicated that he wanted to see the economy reopen by Easter, a milestone that came and went before most states started gradually lifting even some of their coronavirus restrictions. The restrictions, which are keeping students home from school, non-essential workers out of the office, and many businesses shuttered, took a massive toll on the economy, tanking the stock market, causing approximately 36 million people to lose their jobs, and leading to a string of bankruptcies of major businesses like JCPenney, which were already weak before the pandemic hit. The White House reopening guidelines suggest states see 2 full weeks of an uninterrupted decline in positive coronavirus tests before moving to the first stage, something National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, NIAID, Director Anthony Fauci, he looks like the Pope. You ever notice that? He looks like the Pope, Anthony Fauci. Huh. Where's Anthony from? Argentina? Hey, you never know these things. Fauci didn't exactly take a stance on whether or not schools should be able to reopen in the fall, but said a vaccine's development would not play into whether or not states should make the move to get kids back in classrooms. Trump, in his interview with Bartiromo, appeared to take issue with Fauci's cautious tone on schools. He says, so Fauci is a good person, a very good person. I've disagreed with him, Trump said. We have to get schools open. We have to get our country open. And we have to open our country. Now we want to do it safely, but we also want to do it as quickly as possible. We can't keep on going like this. You're having bedlam already in the streets. You can't do this. We have to get it open. I totally disagree with him on schools. Okay. I love the way he just sort of brings it all down. I disagree with that son of a gun. Wow. Yeah, and I'm looking at all these different face masks. It's fashionable now to wear a face mask. Don't you think? Meanwhile, Democratic governors have sought to keep the restrictions in place. Of course they have. Citing public health concerns, despite prodding from the president, protesters gathering to call for reopening of their states and their economies. Remember, no Trump signs at those reopen America. It's Donald Trump that's wanting to reopen, right? So that we can't celebrate that. Oh no, that would be political. And we trigger people. We trigger people on the left. We defend people. We don't want to offend the voters that aren't going to vote for Trump anyway, right? And we want to encourage the voters not to vote for Trump. That's why we don't want the signs out there. Brought to you by the California Republican Party. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar.
Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to ROM Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. ROM Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a ROM Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a ROM Solar.
Okay, we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Got a little tirade. Shocking. Absolutely shocked, aren't you? We're all shocked. You're all sick and tired of being sick and tired. Aren't you all sick and tired of being cooped up? You should be. It's abnormal. What we're doing right now is abnormal in human history. Brought to you by the totalitarians. By the way, it's Grievance Day, Grievance number 4, Chapter 2. Yeah, the fourth one. Getting pretty close to 95. Every week we get closer. Every single week we get closer. I just thought I'd say that. You know, we gotta check in with the Epoch Times and find out what's going on there. Let's see, the RNC says we will not be holding a virtual convention. RNC. Okay, this is Republic. I hope not. We're making plans to be there. Shocking. It says, U.S. to send Russia 200 ventilators as Russia's CCP virus cases near 300,000. So, you know, Russia, this great big bear out there, the big evil on the planet, right? It's going to take over the United States of America. Everybody hates the Russians. All those Ukrainians. Oh, I'm sorry. All the diplomats who testified against Trump, who live in the Ukraine, they're U.S. diplomats. They live in the Ukraine because they, you know, they have family and stuff. And of course, they all hate the Russians because the Ukrainians hate Russians and Russians hate Ukrainians. I mean, you know, the ethnic thing goes on over there all the time. Now, I don't know why those two just can't get along. You know, when Stalin came in, he just absolutely exploited and raped Ukraine, murdering millions of people. And then when Hitler came along, it was payback. A lot of the Ukrainians jumped on the old bandwagon and started killing off all the Russians. In fact, the largest tank battle in history was at Kursk, right outside the Ukraine. And within the matter of 3 days, 3 million Russians died stopping the Nazis who were being helped by the Ukrainians. Now, I don't know why that would bother anybody, do you? If you're growing up as a kid and you're in the Ukraine or you're in Russia, Soviet Union, former Soviet Union, why, that would be a problem for you psychologically. I don't care if either on the Nazi side or the Soviet side, right? You're either with the Nazis or you're with the Soviets, the Russians, the Ruskies. Put yourself in that place. On either side, just be empathetic. Why would that create animosity in 2020? Just forgive and forget, right? Are you kidding me? 3 million men died in 3 days to stop the Nazis from just cruising right on into Moscow. 3 million men in 3 days. That's a lot of emotions. That's a lot of torn up families. That's a lot of we will not forget and get evil business. Just get the gravity of that. Now, that's kind of like, you know, the Civil War was about 600,000 men, mostly white men, I might add, wiped out whole families in entire communities of men in the North and in the South. But it freed the slaves, right? Of course, the slavery took a different form like we have today. Modern-day slavery, which is what the cartels and Nancy Pelosi and those folks, they all like it. They all like it. But my point is that there's a lot of emotions that are out there in the Ukraine and in Russia today because of that history and animosity. My bigger point is that why do we look at Russia as the big brute in the area? Like, they want world domination. The California economy is a greater economy than the Russian economy. Did you know that? Why don't you think about that? They're not the big world power like they used to be. And they're not the big world threat like they used to be. Let's make that very clear. And they don't like ISIS much. They do not like the Taliban much, and the Taliban doesn't like them. In fact, Islam does not like Russia, even though there's a lot of Muslims there. That is a fact. But I'm going to get back to the convention here. This is Chairwoman Rona McDaniel. We will not be holding a virtual convention, RNC Chair says Republican National Committee Chairman Rona McDaniel said on Monday that the party will not be holding a virtual convention in the lead up to the 2020 presidential election. The Republican National Convention scheduled for August 24th and 27th in Charlotte, North Carolina will be carried out at least partly in person, she said. Partly in person. Oh God. It's quite a ways away, but there's ample time for us to adjust if necessary, McDaniel said in a call with reporters about election lawsuits reported the Associated Press. The RNC is set to formally choose President Donald Trump as its nominee at the event. When asked about the possibility of Minnesota Republican Party's online convention being disrupted by hackers, she responded, "We will not be holding a virtual convention." The RNC has hired a medical advisor for the convention, McDaniel said, and the party will need to consult with the Charlotte mayor and North Carolina governor on logistics. Both of those mayors, we have been told, don't want it to happen. Democrats have moved their national convention plan to be held in Milwaukee from July to August. It is currently unclear whether the event will be entirely online. A New York Times report on Monday said that many of the Democratic delegates don't want to go. The vast majority of them don't want to risk their own health. God. According to data from, the esteemed John Hopkins University, the United States has recorded more than 1.5 million cases of CCP viruses and over 90,000 deaths. Really? I mean, was it 80,000 deaths just in New York alone? We have to go ask Governor Cuomo, right? Anyway, we'll be back. Listen to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. We're going to be talking a little bit about some of the primary situations going on in California and the rest of the nation and what that looks like for turning the House over to the Republican Party. It's pretty clear that it's going to be very difficult for them to shake the president out of his tree. Donald in his tree, in his treehouse. What's wrong with me this morning? Something seriously wrong. I've had too much of the fresh water. Too much. Listen, I've had not enough coffee, though. No, not enough coffee. But anyway, we have a bunch of things that are really kind of exciting to follow through on, and we're going to be cheeking it out for you. Anyway, so this whole thing that's going on with President Trump wanting to take over is something that's going to be quite a little. And he can do it. He can do it. You know, this exercising. He's under this Emergency Powers Act, and this is, I think, going to be kind of a shocker to Gavin Newsom and the rest, and we're going to talk about that in the next hour. But again, we warned you. We absolutely warned you about this. The scramble is on. Listen, I got to tell you, I know that New California State is so inside the melon of Gavin Newsom and the rest of the Democrats in the Capitol. I'm telling you, it is embedded. I feel like I can just, you know, press a little button just to kind of shock therapy, kind of nipple ring style. Right? Thanks for listening. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional, America.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.